Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to our newest episode. I'm thrilled to have you, and I'm thrilled to have Rechna Singh. She is a connection coach and is joining us today. So welcome to the show, Rechna. Nice to have you.
Thanks a lot, Jeannie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your journey. What is your story? Kind of what inspired you to become a connection coach?
Thanks for asking that. It has been a very interesting journey. I spent my initial almost 16 years in the corporate, and I had felt that I would retire from the corporate, you know, climb the ladder, and that is going to be my journey. But somewhere in the middle of that journey, what I realized was that there was something that was missing, and I was not actually able to put a clear hand on what exactly was missing. However, there was a feeling of unfulfillment, I would say. And after a lot of, I will say, reflection, I reached that point where I said that I just want to quit everything that I'm doing. And my decision was actually to straight away go to serving underprivileged children. And while I took that decision, luckily there was a NGO that was working in the same direction, and it happened through a friend. I joined that NGO, I got that opportunity, and for 5 years I became part of that institution. Interestingly, COVID happened, and during the COVID phase, while I will say none of it was right, the only thing, however, I would say was a silver lining for me in that COVID period was it again made me reflect. And I could like clearly feel, you know, there is that inner voice telling that you have to do more, and there is much more that you need to actually put out, and you're not doing it and you're not doing enough. So that actually made me reflect. I took a 3 months break from my organization. They were kind enough to give me that. And what I realized was I would love to coach people. And interestingly, I had never been part of HR. So coaching was not a term that came naturally to me, but it was, you can say, through the experimentation and kind of figuring out. And in that period, I did not even have a single coach in my network. So it was like a pretty new domain for me. And I spent good amount of time reflecting on that. And I felt, no, I think this is the path. So that is how that is the journey of becoming a coach. And like for all coaches here, we know that we are always on that path of finding what is our niche, right? And sometimes we say we find our niche, and sometimes we say our niche finds us. So that is what happened. And connection coaching is something, I will say, it found me in the last 2 years, where what I realized was that in the last 2 decades of my life, forming meaningful connections was what I was doing naturally. And it actually helped me move in my career. And what I also realized was in today's world, we all have a lot of contacts, but we actually lack meaningful connections. So that, I will say, kind of inspired me that, okay, this is the path I would love to go on. That's the story.
That is amazing. Yeah, like many people, COVID changed some things, but I'm great. I'm glad for you that it was a time that you were able to reflect and decide that you didn't want to stick with the corporate. And I'm not surprised that you didn't know how many coaches are out there. I don't think people who are in corporate, they kind of have, you know, they need to do what they need to do, and they don't even, you know, necessarily look beyond that to see, you know, all these different types of amazing coaches that are popping out. So tell me a little bit more about specifically a connection coach. Is it to connect, help people do better networking? Is it to, you know, better, you know, write copy for your audience because you understand their problems? Tell me a little bit more in detail.
Yeah, sure. So for me, connection coaching has 3 dimensions. One is self-connection, social connection, and spiritual connection. And how I look at it is that holistically, what is my connection health index looking like? And to start with, while it's not a linear journey, because all three are kind of very beautifully intertwined with each other, But typically, I would still say the journey starts first with connecting with our own self, right? Because if I'm not aware of my own values, my own aspirations, my passion, or even the ecosystem where I can thrive, then there is very minimal possibility that I would have very beautiful social connections or even a spiritual connection. So that kind of is a starting point. And one dimension is self-connection. That is the aspect that I will say, work with my clients on, because that helps us find who we are and kind of also helps us move in the direction of our purpose. Once I will say that journey starts, automatically a lot of us end up focusing on social connections, right? Because we are always focused outside in rather than, you know, inside out. So what happens is we are typically in today's digital world, like I always say, let's move away from real connections and let's move towards real connections. Because while the beauty of a virtual connection is like me and you are having such a beautiful conversation, which could have never happened without technology, right? However, all of us know the flip side of it, that we are spending less and less time with each other. And one of the reports that I read about Gallup was that almost one in five employees are lonely if we talk about organizations. And that's like a scary number. So that is the level of loneliness people are experiencing. And I was going through a World Health Organization report, and it said that, you know, loneliness can almost be called as an epidemic. That is the level at which it is increasing. So social connection, I will say, for me is again divided into 3 to 4 aspects, like even the micro connections. Like, for example, earlier, if you remember, we used to have milkman coming and delivering, and we used to have that smile and chat, a small conversation, right? But today, because of technology, that beautiful micro connections are just lost. So in social connections, I definitely focus on all those aspects where you have relational connection, micro connections. And are you having a feeling of belongingness when you step into, you know, a particular social circle? And the last, but I will say the most, I would put it as the foundation of connection, is the spiritual part. My realization has been that specifically in corporate, we are not comfortable talking about this aspect, right? Because spiritual is something that is abstract, and let's talk numbers, let's talk KPIs. But I will say, vision is that end of the day, each of us has been put on this earth to achieve some purpose, right? And if I'm able to align myself to that purpose, definitely we'll meet KPIs, definitely we will, you know, meet productivity. And if our soul is aligned to the universe, then automatically the outcomes will be multifold. So spiritual connection is more about finding our North Star and helping us reach that level where creativity is flowing naturally, where, for example, love, harmony is flowing naturally within us. So that, and for us as coaches, how I see myself is, how can I start attracting rather than chasing anything in my life? So all that becomes a part of spiritual connection. So these are the three dimensions I would say I place in this particular area.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, the last point you made about creativity, for me, some of it that I didn't even realize was that things like when I first started working was like bookkeeping for my business. I didn't want to do it. And so I had a tray with all those receipts in it, and I saw it every day. And I didn't realize it was draining some of my energy. And then when I finally outsourced it, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like this huge burden's been lifted. And I felt like I could be more creative because it felt more, you know, that responsibility I didn't want was gone. So I think outsourcing can also be a big help for people. I love how you talked about social, because you're so right. Just going to the store. I mean, my father-in-law used to know everyone at the grocery store. They loved him. Yeah. He knew everyone at the shops up on the high street in England where he went. They'd wave to him, or he'd pop in and say hello to the florist and the bankers and everyone. And it was It was amazing, actually, when he passed, we let people know, and they were all, there was so many local people who just casually knew him who came to his service. It was amazing. It was just a testament to him and being out and speaking with people. I think we forget sometimes that we don't do that at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting part is even micro connections have a very clear impact on our mental and emotional health, because just like all of us know, we have like the mirror neurons, right? And the moment you're passing on a street and you just a person just passes a smile and you smile back, automatically, you know, the energy level shifts. So that is how I will say minuscule but powerful that micro connection is. And sadly, like what we are discussing, we're losing it day by day.
I know that. Actually, myself and my sister are obsessed with dogs. We both have puppy dogs. And so anytime we see them, we get excited. We want to go say hi to them. And you can feel that heightened sense of fun and energy. So that's Absolutely. Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the clients that you work with. You told us a little bit about what you do with them, but do they have any commonality?
Right. So interestingly, for clients, they like one of the organization I am working with, and it is actually a group of doctors. And when I started working with them, and they specialize in Ayurveda, when I started working with them initially, the vision of coaching was actually to build the confidence and communication skills of the leaders as one of the focus areas by the sponsor. But interestingly, as I started coaching this particular team, I realized what is actually missing is connection between the team. Like they have been working together, but even like they were not aware that what exists in the life of another person. And there was no personal, and it is not that they were doing it knowingly. Okay. Thankfully, it was not that there was some office politics going on. Thankfully, that was not the case. But generally, the team did not even was aware that they need to bond and connect with each other to actually bring that synergy. And that will actually impact the way they are working and obviously grow in terms of their performance. So when I started working with them over the period of time, it's been like 2 years working with this group. And interestingly, when we had started off our journey, they were not even comfortable reaching out to each other to even talk about anything, right? Because they felt that I'm entering into someone's personal space. To today, where, you know, I see them and I feel so happy because it's like a family. And recently, like I got a photograph where they have gone on a trip together, and you know, there's so much of excitement, and one of the doctors was missing and the entire group was not feeling good about it. So that is the level of, I will say, synergy that gets created when individuals actually understand the value of having that care and trust and going beyond that professional requirement to be there for each other. So I think that journey has been beautiful, and my focus is always to start coaching clients by understanding what is missing in their lives. And somewhere or the other, the connection piece does fall in. It may also be like, as coaches, we all know, we always start with the wheel of life to understand, do you even know what is missing in your life, right? And where do you want to reach? Are you like very clear on that? So both aspects actually fall as part of that connection coaching. That is the area typically my client experience has been that. And self-connection is always, it works with every client. So it always starts from there. So yeah.
I love that. So you work with a group of doctors. Are there any other professions, or, you know, do you work with just individual entrepreneurs? Is it mostly men or women or both?
Yeah, so it is both. And typically my focus is actually to work with corporate organizations, because what I realized is that while I moved out of corporate, but corporate did not move out of me. So there was a part of me which realized that I have lived that pain. So I know what are the challenges that, and it is easier to connect. The other beauty with corporate clients is that we all feel bad about structures and processes, but actually those are the processes and structures that give us freedom. So it is good to engage with corporate clients because I know the journey is going to be more fruitful in a shorter span of time. Other than that, one of my other very different areas is actually working with college students. So I work with fourth year college from an Indian context. So typically, college graduates who are just about to graduate and move to organizations or even start their own career. Maybe they want to become an entrepreneur. And this realization happened to me during COVID because what I realized is that in foundation, we used to hire college students and they were struggling big time in terms of feeling part of the organizational culture because everything was online, right? And they were feeling so out of place and irrespective of whether they belong to an A class college or B category college, it did not matter. Everybody was struggling with the same challenge. The other realization I have had is because my daughter is also in college, and the realization came through her was that this particular generation is definitely struggling with building good, I will say, support system in terms of their friends. While there are friends, but the kind of thickness that we experience is generally not so visible in that group. So they are struggling with this particular area. So I focus on working with colleges directly. And one of the areas that I work is definitely how to build your skills so that you can transition seamlessly, you know, from college to your career. Or the second is, for example, how do you actually overcome certain disempowering beliefs and start having more fruitful and meaningful connections that help you feel mentally stable and happy.
I think we forget how important that is sometimes, you know, those meaningful connections, not just, you know, saying hello to someone, but actually having, like you said, a support system, people around you who, when things are bad, you know, you can go to them and say, hey, you know, just hold me up for a little while or give me some, you know, I just need a place to cry or some encouragement or whatever it is. So it's so fabulous that you're helping people who really need it. Let's talk a little bit about when it comes to attracting or connecting with those college students and those corporate people. What's working in your business right now?
Right. Like the journey that I follow is that let's attract rather than chase. So my effort is always to identify and put my work first on LinkedIn, and that is one way of actually reaching. The second is because, and this happened unknowingly, but now it is helping me in my journey, is that interestingly, I started my work journey in 2001. And from 2001 till today, whatever organizations I have worked with, I'm in touch with my team and with my bosses. So there's a good amount of network, I would say, that is already in place. And I realized that, okay, beautiful. Those connections that I had created in that journey unknowingly is actually going to help me grow my own business. So that is the network I typically reach out to. And the last is like all of us. All coaches are aware we are always part of different networking groups, which either are having like-minded people, or maybe is even to give you an example, like I am part of Toastmasters community, which is not a business-focused community, but again, it has like-minded people, you know, who are working towards building their leadership skills. So what happens is while I am honing my own skills on communication and leadership, it is a group of people where we always also try to help each other in terms of our own growth. These are few channels, I will say. And for colleges, definitely it has to be through my own network because I have people, students, you know, who were my teammates. And that is the simplest channel I'm exploring right now, rather than actually going typically through consultants. I don't do that. Because I right now don't feel the need for that. Maybe the future step would be to go in that direction.
Oh, no, I think you got a pretty good plan as it is. You've got your social media, you've got your referral network solid, and you've got, you know, your I'm assuming your Toastmasters in person. And so, you know, you're checking off all the boxes. So I think I'm not surprised that you don't need any more business. That's fantastic. Let's see. Is there anything that you're working on right now, kind of behind the scenes, that we might see more of in the future?
Yeah, definitely. So there are two things, in fact, I'm working on. One is actually building an entire curriculum that can be launched as a digital curriculum. And like all of us know, we tasted part of it in pandemic where all of us got restricted to our homes, right? And one of the realizations for coaches was, what next? You know, how are you supposed to, while we have our Zoom calls, but where is that journey to scale, you know, your own venture? So one of the key areas that I am focusing on is how to build a curriculum which actually runs while you're not there and still generates revenue. And one of the focus areas is that launch that curriculum through a digital platform and then create that funnel where you have X number of people join the digital curriculum, and then they actually flow into a smaller bucket where there's an amount of personal intervention to a third level where you can actually offer a one-on-one. So that is the funnel system I'm building right now.
That's exciting. Oh, good for you. So if people are listening to you and saying, wow, she's really somebody I need to speak to, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, definitely. So please, you know, feel free to reach out to me through my LinkedIn handle, Coach Rachna, and it's Rachana. So that's the spelling. Please feel free to reach out through that particular channel.
Fantastic. And Rachna, actually, let's spell your whole name. It's Rachana. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Coach Rachna. And we'll have a link to your LinkedIn, actually, if you want. We can put that in the show notes so people
yeah,
can
definitely.
Just go right there and connect with you. So my
yes.
last question for my guests is always, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
One tip I always give is, please let your faith be greater than your fear. And that is the mantra I live by, because as entrepreneurs also, especially what happens is we tend to always question ourselves and we tend to feel that I do not have that in me to actually grow or scale up. To create that belief within you, it is always important to have faith that what direction you have chosen is where you will find your success. And let fear not be the driving factor of doing anything that you are doing to, you know, gain traction on your business. Yeah.
That's absolutely lovely. And you're so right. I don't know why, but we naturally focus on the negative. And so if we can transition to the positive, there's so much more that we can do and we can enjoy life so much more. So Rachna, this has been absolutely delightful to get to know you better and to learn more about what you do. And I appreciate that you are out there helping the people who need it. So thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.